the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, 0-6, title, Testing Vishwambhar. In Shantipur, after receiving the order from Mahaprabhu to come to Navadvip, Advaita Prabhu and his chaste wife Sita collected all kinds of auspicious puja items, and they set out for Navadvip with Ramai Pandit. At that time, Advaita Prabhu said, "Listen, O Ramai, just tell Vishwambhar that Acharya could not come and stayed home. Then let's see what my Mahaprabhu will do. Meanwhile, I will hide myself in Navadvip inside the house of Nandanacharya." Meanwhile, Vishwambhar, understanding all about Advaita's plan, because he sits in everyone's heart, he went to the house of Srivas Thakur, and then Vishwambhar Mahaprabhu sat down on the Vishnu Singhasan, the throne of Bhagavan Sri Vishnu. And while sitting there in Srivas Thakur's mandir on the Vishnu's throne, Vishwambhar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Nara has come, Nara has come. He wants to see my divine prowess." When Ramai Pandit finally arrived from Shantipur and he came before Vishwambhar Prabhu, then Chaitanya said, "Ah, yes, Nara has sent you to test me. Nara has come, yet he's always trying to trick me. He's very tricky. I know, however, that Advaita Prabhu is hiding himself nearby in Navadvip in Nandanacharya's house. So Ramai, go quickly and bring Advaita." Quickly going to Srivas Thakur's home, Advaita saw sitting on Vishnu Singhasan in the temple room of Srivas Pandit the most beautiful person in the world, Gaura Sundar. Sri Gaura Sundar Vishwambhar Mahaprabhu ki. Immediately, Advaita Prabhu offered the choicest of prayers of glorification. And then suddenly, Advaita Prabhu witnessed a miracle. Surrounding Vishwambhar Prabhu on all sides, Advaita saw Brahmaji and Shivji and Kartikeya and Narada Muni and Shukadev and Gangadevi personified, and Sheshanag. Seeing all this magnificent and majestic sight, Advaita Prabhu and his beautiful wife Sita Devi became speechless. Out of compassion for his most beloved stunned devotees, Vishwambhar said compassionately, "I have descended to Navadvip because of your son Kalpa, Advaita Prabhu, and your elaborate worship of me, your cries of love, and because of that, I myself and all these associates you see that are my associates have also descended only because of you." Hearing this, Advaita Prabhu cried while saying, "Oh Prabhu, today all my wishes have been fulfilled, for I have seen your lotus feet with my own eyes. Alone I have no power, but empowered by your compassion, then the conditioned souls will all easily be saved by your karuna, Audarya Bhagavan Sri Gauranga." Then Advaita Prabhu elaborately worshipped Vishwambhar Prabhu with all kinds of wonderful paraphernalia. Then he glorified him with the best of prayers. Then Advaita fell at the feet of Vishwambhar Sri Chaitanya to offer his respects. The all-knowing, omniscient Antaryami Paramatma, Sri Gauranga, then lovingly placed his lotus feet upon Advaita Prabhu's head, and everyone chanted, "Jai, Jai! Kripa, Kripa, Gaur Kripa, Gaur Kripa, Jai Advaita Prabhu, Jai Gaur, Jai Advaita Prabhu, Jai, Jai." Then Mahaprabhu ordered Advaita Gosai, "Are Nara, dance in my kirtan." Then, in many variegated and beautiful styles of dancing, Advaita began to dance before Gaurachandra. Seeing this amazing transcendental love dance, all the Vaishnavas drowned in an ocean of bliss. When the kirtan stopped, Mahaprabhu draped his own flower garland around Advaita's neck, and he laughed and he said, "Oh, Advaita, ask me for a benediction. What benediction do you want?" Advaita insisted, "Oh, Vishambhara, you have already fulfilled all my wishes. But if you really want to offer me a benediction, then please offer your devotion to every man and woman, high, low, Hindu or outcast in the world." Hearing this request, Vishwambhara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared like a lion and said, "Yes, bhavatu, bhavatu, I truly accept your prayer, it will be done." Thus, today, all over the world, people of every race, creed, country, age and gender are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and dancing in bliss like dancing peacocks. Because of the combined karuna and mercy of Adhariya Bhagavan, Sri Gauranga Vishwambhar, and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Sitanath Advaita Prabhu. Thus ends the beautiful and astonishing Leela of testing Vishwambhar. Jai Jai Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Gauranga, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Sri Gauranga, Jaya Radha Madan Gopal, Jaya Radha Madan Gopal, Jaya Radha Madan Gopal, Jaya Radha Madan Gopal. The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu ki.